Finally today, married at first sight, it certainly is not. That isn't the way the church wants you to meet your spouse. But for some young Christian women who are eager to marry within the faith, is it starting to feel like an episode of The Bachelor? Lots of women competing for a handful of suitable men. Anna Hitchings is a young Catholic writer. She also works for Campion College in Western Sydney. She recently wrote a piece for the Catholic Weekly on the search for a suitable husband. It then appeared in The Australian, and it went viral. RN's Alice Moldovan is speaking here with Anna Hitchings.
It is important to stress that, yes, of course there are eligible Christian bachelors around, but there are certainly seem to be less of them now than there used to be. Recently in the National Church Life Survey data, which was I think a couple of years ago in 2017, it found that in Sydney at least, women outnumber men nearly 2-1 in church pews. So this is obviously going to, it just follows with a sort of a logical consistency that this is going to affect marriage options for women like me who are sort of a marriageable age. And I guess what I was trying to identify in the article, well, not even necessarily identify, but what I was trying to state and clarify was the sort of tone of conversation and the general kind of understanding that a lot of women that I speak to who are Catholic, I'm Catholic, or just Christian in general, are feeling. They're just, it is really, really hard to find good Christian men. Not only are there less of them in the churches, but also there just seem to be less men who sort of hold similar values to us in society at large. Like, I'm not just specifically looking for men in who are Catholic. Ideally, I would love to marry a Catholic, but I'm really happy to just to marry any man who really, like, I find attractive and who shares my values, but it's amazingly rare to find someone who does that.
Well, you actually write that where are these men who are church-going, single, and worldly-wise? It's only ever two. Is it sort of like having a career that's, you know, skyrocketing, having a social life and having a tidy home? You can only choose two.
I know. And it's funny because that term worldly wise, which admittedly wasn't like an ideal term, has been like pretty wildly misinterpreted by a lot of people who read the article.
What do you mean by it?
Honestly, all I really meant was men who are just sort of socially adjusted, I guess. Like, it's quite amazing how difficult it is for women like me and for a lot of my friends and a lot of other women I speak to, how difficult it is for us to find men who we can just talk to on the same level, like who have the same sort of level of maturity, intelligence, and sort of social adjustment. It's quite surprising how hard it is to actually find men who fulfill all those categories. Generally, people we find that we can talk to, you know, just have a normal conversation with, are men who don't tend to share our faith and values. And the men who share our faith and values tend to be very difficult for us to sort of have any kind of chemistry with or meet on that level, if that makes sense.
Well, this is the interesting thing, because in our post-Me Too world, there is a new dawn in relationships between the genders in terms of interpersonal relationships, but even on international politics on that level with strong men of politics. What makes this a religious issue?
Well, I don't think it is just a religious issue, to be honest. I think that the church is maybe like a small like nexus reflecting what's happening in broader society. So while I was sort of thinking about this recording, I was thinking about, so what are the reasons that that things have changed so much? I mean, I think back, if you look back in like the 50s and 60s, it was fairly normal in, you know, most people went to church on Sunday. That was like a normal thing. And, you know, it wasn't that hard for men and women to find each other, get married and have kids. And that was kind of the norm. And I think what we're seeing now is that is becoming less and less common, I think, for a lot of reasons. And I also think it's important to point out that I wasn't necessarily trying to identify what the reasons were for the situation that we're in when I wrote the article. I was just kind of saying, this is the situation that we're in and these are the effects that's happening. But I think it is important to look into those reasons as well. So, for example, if you're just looking at the way that sort of social data at the moment anyway, particularly since the 1960s with the sexual revolution, you know, relationships between men and women have changed quite drastically. Men and women are getting married later than ever before. And also women are, you know, generally have more of a focus on career. And so this has actually obviously had an effect on things like marriage. And not just in the church, I think this sort of reflects the broader sort of society. I think there is a bit of a trend of men kind of feeling, I guess, disenfranchised, maybe by the rise of, you know, a more feministic society. And so a lot of men that I see seem to be responding to that in one of two basic ways. Like, I think there is a lot of insecurity. A lot of men just don't really seem to know how to be men anymore. And so there is a tendency either to sort of put on a bit of a macho kind of front to sort of hide that insecurity, or men are just becoming a bit more effeminate. Neither of those are particularly attractive to women, well, not the ones I talk to anyway. But also inside the church, there's also, I think there's sort of also a bit of a reaction against that sort of, against the sort of feminism we're seeing in society. And I think that there's also a trend, I think, in the church of men and women who maybe are a little bit more sheltered from the world by well-meaning parents. And so they tend to be a little bit harder to sort of connect with on a social level. So there's like a whole lot of factors at play.
One thing that you touch on is this idea of men not knowing how to be men anymore. And that's kind of a trope that we do hear about in this, you know, this crisis of masculinity. It seems like some of these ideas do kind of hark back to more conservative ideas of gender roles. It sort of seems like there's this search for an authority figure, whether that's a new kind of man or an old kind of man, or for someone to take the reins. What would you want this authority figure to look like?
My personal opinion is that women generally are attracted to men who are masculine. You know, I don't think that that's necessarily anything new. But I mean, in terms of the sort of thing that I'm looking for in a man, I think that it's important to find men who do share our values. And so by that, I mean something like, you know, I'm a Catholic, and so I believe in living a chaste life. And so it actually can be quite difficult to find men who are sort of willing to sort of be on board with that, particularly if I'm looking outside the church. But in terms of, you know, what's attractive, I mean, I don't really necessarily have a list of qualities that need to be checked off, contrary to some people's opinions. But I think women are attracted to men who are strong, not like overbearing or dominating, but who are strong and who can lead. And that's certainly something that I'm looking for. And I think that that particularly is quite difficult to find. Like, men who are kind of well-rounded, who have had maybe a good example of how to be a man by their own fathers. I think, I mean, you touched on the sort of the fatherlessness thing. Well, not necessarily the fatherlessness thing, but I think this does go into that as well. Like, I think that nowadays, you know, we're seeing more father absence than we've ever had before. And I think a lot of men are just not actually having the kind of example of how to be a man from their fathers that there used to be traditionally in society.
If there are Christian men listening, if we turn the tables, what would they have to do to become the kind of men that could bag smart, vibrant, young Catholic woman?
That's a good question. I think a lot of men in the church particularly just kind of need to chill out a little bit. Like, I find a lot of the men who go to church are kind of intense, and they sort of treat asking a girl on a date like it's a proposal of marriage. And it's like, that's not appealing. And it's a little bit more than is necessary for the situation. So, I mean, what I've been saying is that I think more men need to, and I know it's hard putting yourself out there and asking someone out. I appreciate that. But I think that if they really do want to sort of see the results that they're hoping for, I think men do need to sort of be more open to just asking girls out as if it's not a huge deal. And maybe on the flip side of that, maybe women need to be more open to saying yes. I mean, I know there are some men who have asked me out who I just haven't been interested in, or I've gone on a date and it hasn't gone anywhere. But there are girlfriends of mine who would love to date that person, but those guys aren't asking these other girls out. So maybe there needs to be a bit more leniency and openness for both sexes.
To be able to ask each other out.
Well, for men to be able to, for men to be more open to asking more girls out, not just the ones he sees as particularly like top tier, perhaps, and women perhaps need to be more open to saying yes to dates to men they may not necessarily think there's a potential with. And, you know, someone suggested to me that maybe, you know, we should actually be bringing more of our non-Christian friends to church and just to try to sort of introduce them to the sort of circles and societies that we hang out with. And maybe if, you know, if there was a greater pool, the situation might not be as difficult as it is.
Well, Anna, thank you so much for coming on the program.
No worries. Thanks for having me.